We're live, Steve. They say we're live. I think I should start out with a fucking dab hit tonight, Steve.
All right.
You know, before we get into the meat and potatoes, as they like to say.
You know. Oh, you're providing supper?
No. It's a metaphor, Steve. Meaning, you know, when we get into the pithy core of our show topic, cornucopia tonight. You like that?
No,
you don't.
I'd rather have meat and potatoes. Pithy cores don't sound very attractive to me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just saying.
It's what I have for you. It's all I can do. But, you know, until then, Steve, you know, we've got this. I need to get a new arm for my mic so I don't have to worry about it going gong whenever I bring it down in front of me. So I have to grab the springs.
I went back to the stand because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah, I like having the arm.
The Yeti actually can't hear the.
Oh, well, I can hear some. I can hear it.
Barely, though, right?
I can hear it.
Anyway, it's a lot less. It picks up a lot less.
Right.
The table than the old one did.
Well, let's get this little ditty started, Steve. You're about to witness the strength of creep knowledge. Good evening. Welcome to the 40 and Slip. This is episode 167. Krampus returns. That rat bastard Krampus. It's been a week. You all ready for Christmas, Steve?
No.
No, me neither. As I was saying, I have an item on the way, but you don't seem to think it's going to get here.
I have no faith in the USPS right now.
The U.S. Postal Service
screwed me the fuck right over.
Well,
I feel that I'm going to get royally screwed.
To give people a little backstory, those of you who don't know, Steve and I both sell online. And due to the large volumes of Christmas packages this year, there are huge delays, and Steve and I have both had instances where someone has requested a refund because something has gotten, lost in the postal service, which, by the way, is completely out of our hands. Once we package it and drop it off at the post office, it literally has nothing to do with us anymore. And we've both had an instance where the buyer complained. They were given a refund, and then the item showed up the next day.
Yeah.
And in my case, supposedly the item is being returned to me. I'll find out if it ever gets here. In Steve's case,
I'm sure I'll never see the money or the item again. It was three items, actually, and it was $104. That was just the first refund. I had to give – that's the second refund. The first one, and they – two packages from November 21st got lost. One of them finally showed up, but it was like the day after he got paid out.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming and there was nothing I could do about it, you know? Yes. And so that one was $104. There was a $32 one. And today I did an $80 one.
People
I'll never see the product or the, cause it'll eventually show up.
Yeah.
I'll never get the money.
Yeah.
So, guess how many claims the Postal Service paid me out so far.
You know what that is, Steve? That's like when the dude was running cocaine for the cartels there. And, you know, every time that he would dump, dump the load as he was coming into Florida, they would lose some of it in the ocean. And when he went back to talk to one of these guys like Ochoa or fucking something, he was like, you know, the guy's like, what the fuck's going on? And he was like, hey, dude, it's the fucking cost of doing business. And when he told him that, he was like, oh, all right.
And, you know, I sell on two platforms, Amazon and eBay. Mm-hmm. And both of them will tell me It's the cost of doing business.
And pretty much, yeah.
eBay's a little bit better. Amazon hasn't even made an announcement about it at all.
Yeah, the shipping times right now are
no
crazy.
Refunds
so,
given.
So to if you're wait, if you're waiting for something, you know,
good luck.
Be patient. That's the only thing I can tell you right now. Be patient because it's horrendous. I'm very hopeful that nobody else orders anything from me before Christmas.
They know that they're not going to get it by Christmas now, but I sold over 200 items on Amazon in one day last week that I shipped out on my own, and they're not going to get there for Christmas.
No.
I'm scared.
And people are going to be pissed. Yeah.
Because they don't give a flying fuck.
No.
They know what's going on.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not saying thank you, Una.
Whoa. Settle down now. A good portion of the customers or people know what's going on and will be okay with it. But then you get Karen, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny's Christmas. Well, fuck Johnny. You know?
Well,
if my little trinket ruined Johnny's Christmas, then Johnny needs.
Then you're a piss poor parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hopeful that the stuff that I have ordered, because I tried to order it in advance enough, but you know, like you were saying, it's just a fucking roll of the dice right now.
Yeah. Most of the stuff I sent out December 1st is just now getting to the customer.
Yeah.
That's 20
but
days.
Some of it I've sent out has gotten right there.
Yeah. Some of it, very few of mine have, but. Because Cleveland is really hard. Cleveland and Akron are really hard hit. And, of course, that's where all my stuff goes. And it's not just it's a partly due. There's like 16,000 postal employees out because of the coronavirus. And because of the very liberal policies they have, they can get up to 3 months off because of the coronavirus. Yeah. So I'd take advantage of that, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm still sick, you know.
Well, hey, it is what it is.
I don't blame them, but.
But, I mean, hey, if you're ordering something, just be aware of it. You know, it's shit. I mean, the rest of the stuff that I have to get, I'm pretty sure I can get locally. And anything else that I'm getting for Christmas is digital, so it's instant.
I sell online, but I rarely buy online. But I do buy, like, my shipping supplies. I bought bubble wrap in boxes 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and they're nowhere to be found either. So, yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah, it's good times. But yeah, I got my son for Christmas this year, so that'll be good. Just had him for the weekend. Getting ready this week coming up, but it's been a holiday. That's for fuck sure. I don't know about how it's been for you, but.
Yeah. We had our Zoom Christmas today.
So yeah? Yeah? How was that?
About as good as a Zoom Thanksgiving.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just have fun with it?
Well, I had fun with it.
I mean, you know, like do your little, can you do your little background, your green screen shit? Yeah, just have fun with it. Put like a porn picture up behind you or something, you know? Like
No. I put Santa Rudolph up for a little while. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I just fuck with people. That's my problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to put up pornography images in front of my wife's family. Just
I'll never forget. Oh, my God. I had sent, as a joke to one of my cousins, I sent, sent her a picture of a guy getting a blowjob. Her brother and I had sent it to her. It was a fucking wicked joke. Well, the dumbass accidentally set it as the friggin' wallpaper on her computer and couldn't get it off.
I mean that takes right clicking and scrolling down a little bit and choosing something.
I know, right?
I mean that doesn't sound like an accident to me.
I don't know. I was blamed for it, though. That was fun.
Well, you didn't set the wallpaper.
I know. I don't set that shit on your computer. Christ. They act like I sent it with a virus to make it their fucking wallpaper or something.
It's really easy to change wallpaper. You just pick another image and do the same thing you just did.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, but computer illiterate people are really fucking dumb. You got to remember that. People who have no computer literacy are numb as shit when it comes to computers. Like, right. You and I have been very computer literate. Or, you know, functionally computer literate.
We were one of the first generations to grow up with computers, yeah.
Right. So, you know, you gotta understand, there's some people out there that wanted nothing to do with them. You know, and now everything's pretty much kind of forced on you. You know, you kind of have to. Which, you know, I kind of think I like to think I had some forward thinking, but I just like the technology. I didn't have any real forward thinking like, oh, I'm going to put myself in a better position. No, I just like fucking video games and computers.
If you had forward thinking, you'd have bought, you know, Microsoft stocks back.
Right. Or Apple or some shit. Yeah. But no, I didn't do any of that fucking bullshit.
No, of course not. Walmart even. Nope.
Well, I mean, I worked at Walmart for years.
You didn't get any stocks though.
Actually, I did buy stock. I sold it all.
Oh, dumbass.
Yeah.
You should have held on to that shit.
Oh, dude. You're talking about the years when I was fucking like knee deep in drugs. Fucking just pills and pills and pills. Come on, dude. See ya.
I worked at a company once that offered stock options, right? But it wasn't a publicly traded stock. It was just, I don't know what the hell it was. It was
just a stock.
Yeah. When you left the company, they offered to buy it back from you for the exact same amount you paid for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Of course, I sold it back. What the fuck am I going to do with it? You know, it has no value outside of that company.
Right. So, yeah.
They never did go public with it. So,
yeah. We got no comments tonight, Steve. I don't know what's going on. Maybe nobody's talking tonight.
Are you like on the YouTube side or just...
No, we're on the like page on Facebook. I don't know.
That's right. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, it's I don't know. There's no comments in it. Nobody's talking.
Maybe they're
no fuck Dean Cooper. No friggin' anybody. Oh, wait a minute. We have Jack.
Mr. Mehoff, thank you.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello, Jack. Oh, hello. Yeah, nobody fucking. We left the comments open.
Maybe we finally wrote it to zero.
After the big Facebook debacle. Yeah, maybe we finally did hit zero. I don't know. Maybe we did. Do we have any news this week, Steve?
I got four stories this time.
Oh, that kind of tickles me a little bit. All right, let's get into it.
Oh, this is a good one. Parents.
Wait a minute. Wait. But before we start, there's a new fucking strain of COVID?
There's like 10 strains of COVID.
No. I was just reading something on the news that fucking over in the UK, they've found a new strain of COVID.
Yeah, but there is several strains. It's like the flu. There's always a new strain coming along. But it multiplies pretty quick.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right. Thank you for alleviating my fears, Dr. fucking Alcorn.
Well,
I think I'll look to fucking health professionals to tell me thanks.
The thing with COVID is that, or any virus, it doesn't want to kill you.
The thing with COVID is you just go to Facebook and listen to somebody like Steve, and they'll tell you that it's fucking just, you know, no big deal.
It doesn't want to kill you. So any new strain would actually be a weaker form of the virus because it mutates over time. And
I hope that it becomes so deadly that you're completely wrong.
Will it matter if I'm, you know, at that point, it doesn't. So deadly.
I hope it's the fucking stand and we're all going to fucking die.
I'm thinking of that one with Will Smith and he's in New York City and the dogs and
fucking I Am Legend.
Yeah, that one. Grand Haven, Michigan. This is from my local newspaper, but it's a story actually from the AP. a man who sued his parents. Now, this guy sued his parents for getting rid of his pornography collection.
Nice. He
won the lawsuit in Western Michigan and now can seek compensation.
Fucking right. Don't take away my pornography.
U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney ruled in favor of David Working, who said his parents had no right to throw out his collection of porn. He lived at their Grand Haven home for 10 months after a divorce. I wonder why he got divorced. Before moving to Muncie, Indiana. Working said boxes of films and magazines worth an estimated $29,000 were missing. Bull fucking shit. They weren't $29,000 worth of porn. Listen,
that's a pretty healthy porn collection.
I don't believe that for a minute. There is no question that the
this fucking thing called the internet.
Yeah, there is no question that. There's no question that the destroyed property was David's. Maloney said Monday. Defendants repeatedly admitted that they destroyed the property. Defendants do not cite any statute or case law to support their assertion that landlords can destroy all that property
over the internet. Steve,
I don't know.
Like, you can literally go on like X Hamster or fucking YouPorn or whatever and type in whatever you want to watch. You could be like, I have a fetish that I like to watch a chick with two guys while a cat is watching.
And it's there.
And it's there.
Maybe he liked vintage porn. Do you want to be the guy?
You know what? You could be right, Steve. He could be like a fucking collector.
Like Playboys and stuff like that.
Yeah, you might be onto something there. Yeah, I know people that were.
Do you
want really
to be the guy who was known across the country as the one who won the porn the porn lawsuit? You want to be that guy? This one is from the TelegraphHerald.com. There's an illegal winery in Alabama at a sewage plant. They busted this place, by the way. Sheriff's officials say that they busted an illegal winery that was operating at a municipal
nice sewage vintage. Plant. Tastes like shit.
DeKalb County Sheriff's Office said in a statement it received an anonymous tip about an alcohol operation at a municipal building in the town of Rainesville on Thursday. Investigators that uncovered what's described as a large illegal winery inside the Rainesville wastewater treatment plant.
Undertones of feces with a hint of urine.
Yuck. Photos show glass containers, buckets of fermenting rack, and other equipment often used by people who make wine at home. The agency said officers arrested Alan Maurice Stifle, 62, of Fife. He faces a felony charge of use of official position for personal gain and a misdemeanor of charge of unlawful possession of an illegally manufactured alcoholic beverage. See, now, if he would have done it like at home in his bathroom, he'd have been fine. Have been a misdemeanor at that point. But yeah. Because he did it on government property, stupid fucker.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Oh, aliens exist. This is from India Today.
I'm in.
India Today. In another extensive search for possible alien life, a team of scientists, for the first time, I don't think it's really the first time, has collected a potential radio signal from a planet beyond our solar system. The first possible radio signal is believed to be emanating.
Yeah, I read this article.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry. But they don't think it's aliens. Sorry.
Well, what is it?
Did I just fucking spoiler alert the fucking whole story? Well,
fuck it, then I'm not going to read that one. Fuck it.
I think.
Yahoo News. I clicked it off. It's gone. Yahoo News. Yahoo.com. Blood of a Naples saint fails to liquefy in what some see as a bad omen. It's from Naples. Wednesday was not a good day for superstitious Neapolitans. The blood of Saint Genero. The patron of, they're like pink, black, and white, all at the same time.
Right.
The blood of Saint Genero, the patron of Naples, failed to liquefy despite two rounds of praying by the faithful, which some in the southern Italian city see as an omen of bad things to come. A vial containing the dried blood of the 4th century martyr is put on public display three times a year in the city's cathedral, and the faithful pray for its liquefaction. Why? Known as the miracle of St. Gennaro. Why? It did not happen on Wednesday, despite of hours of praying in the morning and the special mass in the afternoon. Fewer people than normal were allowed into the cathedral because of the coronavirus. Scientists say the substance inside the sealed vial appears to be dried blood, but cannot explain why it sometimes turns liquid and sometimes does not. On Wednesday, the city's Cardinal Crescenzio Sapé told the faithful not to be overly dismayed. If something needs to melt, it's the heart of the people, he said. The last time it didn't melt was September 19th, 1980, and that was an omen because 2 months later, there was an earthquake in Italy killing more than 3,000 people. 2 months later.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And that is the news.
So be looking for something? Is that what you're saying, Steve? Look,
yeah, something's going to happen someday soon. Can't tell you what's going to happen, but no, something.
No, I can't tell you. No, I'm pretty sure with that alien things story, they received radio signals, but they think it will help them in identifying exoplanets.
So, Jack, that's the best comment I've ever seen on the internet.
Right? No, it's not. No, yeah. No, Steve, it's
can
not.
I read it?
And you both can fucking sit in it.
It's not as funny as fuck.
It's not a good joke.
I wonder, did the porn guy get a lawyer pro bono? That's funny as hell.
That's not a good joke. That's a horrible joke.
It's funny.
Okay. If you say so. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Made me chuckle.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's good. Nothing else going on with you, Steve?
No. No, I'll be not traveling to North Carolina this week.
I saw something that
going anywhere near there.
I saw the Finding Bigfoot crew is getting back together.
For what, like a reunion show or some shit?
Yeah, I guess. Fucking Bobo doesn't even look like Bobo anymore.
No.
Have you seen him?
Skinny as fuck.
Yeah. It doesn't even look like him.
No, he lost a lot of weight a couple years ago.
Yeah. I saw that on my timeline earlier today. That they're doing a reunion show for Look For It for President's Day.
What are they going to look for, the next like president that? Or some shit?
I guess. I don't know. Man, I don't know what they're going to look for.
Look for evidence
fraud of election fraud. We both went to the same fucking place.
They weren't. I have my thoughts on that, but we won't go there. They weren't.
I've been on full lockdown since I got married.
They were not very successful.
That's also a horrible joke, Dean, and go fuck yourself.
They weren't very successful finding Bigfoot, so perhaps they won't.
They won't be any more successful doing anything else. Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, I got the COVID. That's it. I got to stop doing the show.
You know, we're all going to get the fucking thing.
Episode.
No, we're all going to get the damn thing.
Yeah.
If you haven't already had it, you know, okay. I just didn't know it. So right. I don't give a fuck.
I'm glad I can talk to Dr. Steve, you know, every week, who can let me know what I need to worry about with the COVID virus. Where's your PhD from, Steve?
Trump University. I got a Trump board game sitting over there, so I just...
You're such an asshole.
Now, listen. You know, we all... If it's as catchy as they say it is, we're all going to get it. I mean, it's not...
Maybe so, maybe not. It's... I mean, it's...
We think
I don't
more
know.
People have had it than, you know, it's... whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, fuck Dean Cooper. I think I read somewhere Bobo has Parkinson's or something similar. I don't know if that's the case, so I'm going to say allegedly.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've not heard that. Would that make you lose weight, Parkinson's?
I don't know, but he looks very, very thin. It almost, like, when I saw him in the picture, I was like, he looks like an old man now.
I like, haven't seen a picture instant, of him in a year or two, but
my instant thought, because I've met him, you know, years ago, and he was not that thin then. So to me, it's a shock. I'm like, whoa. But Renee still looks amazing.
You like the way Renee looks?
Dude, you haven't met her in person.
No, maybe not.
You haven't met her in person. She's gorgeous.
I'm just not. What I've seen on TV is it doesn't impress me. But that's me. I mean, that's not, man, she's not my thing.
I think they butcher up on purpose for the show.
Well, of course they did.
So, but yeah, I saw that they were getting back together. Like I said, I don't know for what or what the reason for the reunion is. Maybe because nothing's going on. I don't know.
How can they get back together now? Isn't there some sort of restriction against that?
I don't know. Maybe they all got tested. I don't know how they're doing it. You know, Rogan does that stuff where he just tests everybody before they come in. So, you know, he has a doctor on site, so that they have a production company with Finding Bigfoot. I'm sure that they can all get tested. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is that they're all getting back together. I don't know if there's a certain cases that they want to look at, or if it's just, you know, hey, we all need a paycheck.
Remember when?
Yeah, I mean,
Brady Bunch reunion where they just sit down and talk about the shit.
Old cases. that would be a fucking kick in the balls.
It's a cop out for reunion shows, you know, when they just sit down and talk about the old shows.
Yeah,
just do a fucking show, you know.
I've been doing some looking, and what I see, they have expedition dates scheduled for 2021.
Oh,
so maybe it'll be a full on revival.
I'll have to look at Tyler Bowen's timeline. I don't know if he was getting back involved in that.
I've deleted just about every Bigfoot person. I mean, I'm still got a couple on, you know, that I see every once in a while. Still in the coalition. I still go to there once in a while.
Yeah, how's Steven?
I don't know. I don't go there like every day.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been there fairly recently, right?
A month or so ago is the last time.
How is my tunnel buddy, Steve?
Yeah, I don't even think he commented on the post I commented on. It was something because there's somebody allegedly had a sighting here in my own town that I didn't know about. And that Larry Batten guy or Baston or whatever his name is did an interview with the guy and I missed it. I couldn't figure out how to watch it again. But anyway, I made a comment on that post.
Did I tell you that he was so upset that I referred to him as my tunnel buddy?
But he is.
I know. It's so true. He was upset about it. We had spoken about him coming on the show. And talk about somebody who can't, like, go with the joke. Just couldn't do it. But I'm glad things in the coalition are still plowing right along. I'm sure they're just arguing ad nauseum day in, day fucking out about everything.
I don't follow it that often. I mean, just every once in a while I get a sneak peek.
Are you still in the Squatcher's Lounge?
I don't know. Am I, Dean?
Am I, Dean? Fucking you gonna ask Dean?
Well, he's in there. He's one of two.
One of two that's still in there?
Dean and Jeff.
Oh. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been there forever.
There's a lot of groups I'm still in, but I mean, I don't participate in a lot, much of anything anymore. You know, the only place I ever post anything nowadays is probably Anomalous Universe.
Groups kind of died out for me. You know, I don't go to groups that I read stuff on my timeline or whatever you call it, but that's it. I don't even hardly go to groups anymore. And I only do when something on my timeline catches my eye and then I go to the group and read a little bit more about it. But
yeah, I don't pay much attention to shit anymore, Steve. I mean, I'm in a lot of them. I didn't unfriend everyone, but I just don't pay attention to much of it anymore.
I still see Kip Morrow's posts.
No, I haven't
seen
in a long time. I see him on other people's posts, but Kip,
he hasn't changed.
And I don't see eye to eye at all. So it's funny. People,
and he's not even your tunnel buddy.
I know, right? But people take themselves far too seriously. Yeah. Even people who seem like they're always joking around, they take themselves way too fucking seriously. And old Kip and I just didn't see eye to eye, so I just fucking walked away from it. But I'm glad he's still kicking around, Steve. Is he talking about Kippistan? That's great. That's awesome.
Oh, it's time for Bigfooter of the Year. So
it's time for Bigfooter of the Year. He's making his fall out their dick.
Oh yeah.
Or I'm in his fire hose.
Yeah, Dean says I'm still, and my name isn't Stevie, by the way. You want to get me mad?
Yeah. Ooh.
Dean.
Oh.
But I am still in the Squatcher's Lounge, apparently. Yeah. Mm. I wonder if you're still in there.
I don't think
so. I'm going to guess Jeff deleted you eons ago.
Yeah, I probably left. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know we got to check out that new UFO documentary phenomenon. I want to. I'm going to look for that sometime very soon.
Make it after the holidays so I can actually watch
Melanie Kirchdorfer got back in touch with me recently. I was going to try to have her on sometime in January, but I'm going to have to push her because of stuff she's got going on to probably like end of January, February. yes, Chris is not in it. Yes, that is correct. I am not in it. I don't want to be in it, Dean, so that's okay. But yes, Melanie and she text messaged me today. I'm going to get in touch with her and set that up. So we'll do a more in-depth, deep dive interview with her. Her story is really interesting. Like the fact that her mom did all that covering up and shit, like, and it just seemed really weird to me when we had her on with Tom. And I felt like I couldn't, you know, that's why I wanted to have her. And I'm going to do it also with Tom again, too, to be able to do it just to get a deeper understanding of what happened. Because that one is really fucking interesting. The Berkshire's UFO incident. I mean, I had never heard of it until I saw that Unsolved Mysteries episode.
Yeah, and with its many witnesses and I guess it was something people knew about, but I'd never heard of it either.
Yeah. It kind of took me by surprise and I was like, wow, this is one I didn't know about. And it's really weird. Like
so there's more witnesses than just about any other case I've heard of, you know, I mean, UFO sightings, but
almost all of the stories are very similar. There's like some type of lost time or something that's going on. So I don't know. But I want to have both of them back on again. And I spoke to her today and I have touched base with Tom and he was cool with it. So we'll do that sometime in the future. But on to the story of the evening. Old Krampus. So, I watched Krampus, the movie, the horror / comedy. I'd call it a horror comedy with Adam Scott and Toni Collette. And it's the second time I've seen it. And it's fucking hilarious. And just, I like the movie. I think it's a cute little holiday movie. That's also a horror. I know Katie got a chance to watch it.
Yeah, it was great.
So I don't know how much you want to talk about it. Like your experience watching it, but I loved it. Like the first time I'd watched it, I watched it because we were doing all kinds of stuff about Krampus, and I was like, oh, this looks cool. It looks like a horror movie. And then I watched it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's so much more than that. But I really enjoyed watching it. So we decided to watch it again this weekend, and what a trip. Like, it's a cute little holiday movie, I think. I don't know if that's how what you came away from it.
Yeah, it was really fun. I watched it with the family, and we were all pretty amused by it. I mean, it was a little on the silly side, but in the best way. So
yeah, they took like things of like wicked extreme.
Yes, definitely.
With the monster shit.
Yeah, the little gingerbread man definitely made us all giggle a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was funny. The only part that I think legitimately scared my stepdaughter, she's 13, was the little angel doll that like swooped down and tried to hang the mom.
Yeah,
she has a thing where she's really afraid of dolls. She don't like dolls. So I think that part was the only time I looked over at her and she actually kind of like had this really big fear look on her face. But
I love the movie. It's I think it's going to become one of those things that I start watching like every year now.
Yeah, I agree.
My wife bought it on Amazon.
Yeah.
She could watch it every year. She loves that movie.
Yeah, it is a cute little movie because you know you get watching it and it's very, you know, there's a lot of horror to it, but there's a lot of like, you know, funny family drama too. But you know, you get to the end of it and it's just kind of like this. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it because I'm not a big fan of doing that. But you know, it's fun. It's a fun little ride. So. Yeah,
there's a lot of good actors in it too. For feeling like a B movie, you know, it was actually pretty legitimate.
Yeah, it's definitely probably like a B plus movie.
Yeah, yeah, so. Or A minus even.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like it a lot. So, so to get into Krampus, the history of Krampus goes back to pre-Christian Eastern European folklore, a part of pagan rituals for the winter solstice. While much of its symbolism contains pagan references, by the 17th century, Krampus was incorporated into Christian Christmas, being depicted alongside Old Saint Nick. There are different variations of the character within the different European cultures, but no matter which version you investigate, he is considered the original Bad Santa. That's a good reference there, Katie. I like that. Krampus is not an attractive character. Fuck no. If you see the Krampus that's in the fucking movie, it's fucking horrendous. He is part man, part beast, large, tall, and hairy. He has the hooves and horns of a goat. He has a long and pointed tongue that slithers out of his fanged mouth and long, slender fingers equipped with razor-sharp claws. He carries a rusty chain adorned with bells, as well as a rutin, which is a bundle of birch branches to beat the fucking kids. He uses both items to swat and beat naughty children. He often has a basket or a sack on his back used to put children in to be taken away. Those old pictures of that, and I think Katie's got some down below under this. The old pictures of like Krampus with the basket on his back is pretty fucking... It's kind of creepy. So the legend goes that on the night of December 5th, Krampus tags along with St. Nicholas, and together they visit the homes of children. While St. Nicholas puts candy in the shoes of good little boys and girls, Krampus leaves behind birch sticks to all the naughty kids. Throughout the season leading up to Christmas, bad children might be beaten by Krampus, or even worse, they may be stuffed into his sack and taken away to be drowned and eaten. Fuck. Jesus. You could say Krampus is the yin to St. Nick's yang, working as a team to decide who has been good and who has been bad. Yeah, and then we'll kill the motherfuckers and eat them.
Fucking judge, jury, and executioners right there.
Fucking judge, dragon. Well, this sounds like a legend meant mostly for children. Krampus did have a niche market for adults as well. In 18th and 19th century, Krampus cards were very popular for adults to exchange. They were usually humorous in nature, sometimes even having a sexual undertone. Nice.
Despite, get my hand on some of those.
No shit, right? Despite being
a freestyle value, it's got to be great.
Right. Despite being a rather dark idea, they were spectacular works of art. Yeah, I bet. The age-old story has not been lost in modern times. Particularly in Austria and Germany, they still hold yearly Krampuslauf, or Krampus runs. It is a parade where people dress up as Krampus and walk the streets to scare and chase spectators. It is their way to keep their beloved culture alive. Here in America, Krampus wasn't something commonly talked about until around the 20th century. Christian churches frowned upon passing down the story.
I wonder why.
Yeah, no shit. So in the U.S., it is not something people actually tell their children about as part of the Santa story, but rather it has become a part of pop culture, with comics, television, and movies being made to enjoy it in a more lighthearted way. And there are, as a side note, there's a few cities that actually do Krampus things. Like, and there are people who are big into it in the States. So it's getting more traction here than what it used to have. But Krampus was a motherfucker, Steve.
He was.
Just beating the fucking kids. Eating them. Like, he was fucking like Albert Fish. Albert Fish was fucking Krampus.
I don't know.
Did Albert Fish drown any kids before he ate them? I don't know. Katie might know.
I don't know about drowning, but he did some pretty messed up stuff.
He fucking ate some kids, though.
He's definitely a real-life Krampus of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Creepy fucks. God damn. Krampus is like the the embodiment of fucking evil.
Yeah.
Like, for children on Christmas. Why? Like, I just don't... Like,
it's to make them be good. I mean, that was the whole idea behind it.
Right.
Like, make them so scared to do something bad that they're good.
That they'd stay good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Of course, I'm sure it didn't work.
Do it or I'll fucking spank you.
Can you imagine? You know, we take our kids to see Santa Claus and all that stuff. He's taking a 3-year-old to see Krampus. That kid, you know, I can see why we never celebrated it in this, or used it in the States, because it just, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do. I mean, the biggest fear we had was getting coal in our stocking, but
right,
we didn't have the, you know, fear of being drowned and eaten.
I was always like, fuck that orange.
Right? You know, I probably would have behaved better had I thought Krampus was coming after me. How many fucked up kids did that cause back in those days?
Did you ever get that orange in your stocking?
No.
Every year?
No.
A fucking orange?
I love oranges, but I would have liked that, but no.
Yeah.
I don't even think we had stockings. I don't think we had.
You never had stockings?
We didn't have a chimney.
Get the fuck out. Who the fuck cares if you didn't have a chimney? You can still have a stocking.
If we did, there was nothing in them. You know, but I don't recall ever having one.
Oh, so they just hung them and like fucking, here's a fucking empty stocking. Go fuck yourself, well, Steve.
I don't recall ever having a stocking. No, it could have, but I just don't recall it.
Stacey, my niece, tells her kids about Krampus. Yes, and they run in fucking fear.
Well, it's kind of the point. A rusty chain. He ain't nice at all. I mean, he's just going right to fuck to work, you know?
No, Krampus don't fuck around. Mm-mm. Yeah, Krampus is like the fucking dude in No Country for Old Men. He fucking just walks around with a coin and just says, fucking heads or tails, friendo.
I've lost a lot of respect for Santa Claus. Working with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Just doesn't, it's not good.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss, Steve?
Nothing.
You don't get the reference at all, Steve.
I don't get most references.
No, because you've never seen No Country for Old Men because you're a piece of shit. Because that's a fucking beautiful movie.
No, I don't believe I've seen that.
Anton Chigurh. They should fucking have him play Krampus. That'd be fucking amazing. fucking Anton Chigurh just walking around with that fucking, that thing that they fucking kill cattle with, just the bolt. You've never seen No Country for Old Men?
Not that I recall.
God. Katie, have you seen the movie?
I don't know if I have or not.
Oh, God.
I know. I don't feel like I should have, but...
Joel and Ethan Coen are probably... Well, they're definitely in my top five.
Directors. Is it like the Irish brother? Wait, what is it? I don't even know what it is.
No Country for Old Men is... It's got Josh Brolin in it. And, like, he comes across this drug deal and takes the money. This drug deal gone bad. And then they send this fucking cold, heartless motherfucker to find it.
Okay, yeah.
Who's Javier Bardem.
I have not seen that. Definitely not.
It is such a good movie. It is not your typical movie. It does not have your typical movie ending. But it is it is one of the best movies I've ever seen. Hands down. Hands down. No Country for Old Men. It's a great film. Steve, you should watch it. Sit down and fucking watch it.
I don't watch much of anything.
But they should get him to play Krampus. He's going to be Stilgar in the new Dune movie. For anybody who's a Dune fan, I've read all of the Frank Herbert books. I haven't read any of the ones written by his son and Kevin Anderson, but I read the complete set of six Dune books by Frank Herbert, and they're great. I can't wait for that to come out. I'm stoked that it's going to go straight to HBO Max so I can fucking just watch it right away. And Steve's like, I don't give a shit. He's like, fucking, I don't know. I was hoping you were going to be like, Muad'Dib. You know, you're going to be like, fucking, yeah.
No.
But no.
I don't even know where my fire stick is to watch anything right now. I haven't watched anything in months.
Dude. You're not even.
Hollywood doesn't excite me. I mean,
no.
It's a bunch of rich idiots, you know?
I like there's a few movies that I really, you know, get excited about probably every year. And then there's some stuff that surprises me. There's stuff that I find and I'm like, oh, this is cool. You know, like some independent stuff or some little stuff here and there. I like cinema.
Comedies in it. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
Like...
You're not a film buff. You're not like into film.
No, there's a few that I've really. The Green Mile was a great movie, that kind of thing. I like that.
Green Mile.
Rain Man was an awesome movie. I like that. Even though I think Tom Cruise is a douchebag. But
it was a great performance by him.
Did you see that? his coronavirus
outburst. His explosion? And you!
And you!
When I heard about that story, I instantly pictured him jumping up and down on Oprah's couch. Then that's like what my brain right went to.
Yeah. So somebody on YouTube put it to where Santa's talking to Rudolph and all the elves in the room.
Somebody should put it to that Hitler movie there where he's fucking screaming at everybody.
It would work.
Yeah, it would. Oh, God.
Boy, I bet you the Church of Scientology is not happy about that one.
Holy fuck.
There's spokesmen out there swearing at everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
They're actually saying that it was a Scientology stunt because they're trying to look like Scientology cares about the coronavirus and protecting people.
Oh,
but not in the face.
Could be, but it did not come off well.
No,
at all. It did not come off well.
Not much that Tom Cruise does besides his acting. I mean, he's a good actor. I can't get
it. Came off like we're trying to save people. By the fact that we're making this movie, we're saving everything. No, you're doing something for the people that are working on that movie. And yeah, if the movie gets shut down, then that's a problem. but you're acting like it's everything, and it came off really shitty.
You know, I bet you, though, Tom Cruise believes he is saving the world by making this movie. You know, because that's just the way he.
Oh yeah. So he's definitely thinks he's saving the world.
Yeah, just by making a movie.
He doesn't think he is in Mission Impossible. He thinks he is Mission Impossible. I totally believe that.
By the way, speaking of Scientology, I don't know if it'll show up on camera.
Yeah. What'd you pick up? What'd you pick up, Steve? What'd you get? Scientology, an overview. Is that by L. Ron Hubbard? Or
introducing a biographical presentation on the life of L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh. Yeah, you can learn all about how he like fucking tried to be a naval captain, fake, but fake.
New and sealed too.
Everybody wore uniforms, and you know he made his Sea Org and some good times. Steve, fucking Xenu.
I bet you they believe in Krampus.
Well, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he's probably higher than Xenu.
Hmm.
Zorth.
Dean Cooper. No Country for Old Men is darker than Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
You're one of them, so.
That's because you suck. Reservoir Dogs is also a great piece of film. Have you seen that one, Katie?
Isn't that one a Tarantino?
Yep.
I've seen parts of it, but not all of it.
Mr. Pink.
See,
Mr. Pink?
I sit down to watch a movie like that, and either I fall asleep or, you know, I'm just not interested after about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That movie has one of the best opening scenes with fucking, what's his face? They're describing, Tarantino describing what the song Like a Virgin is all about. I love that movie. Jeez. I tell you, I don't know, Steve. I think you need to have a little bit more culture. A little bit more culture.
I don't want any.
But you need some.
I enjoy living, you know,
in complete ignorance.
Blissfully ignorant, yes.
Yeah. That's great. That's helpful for you.
Because anytime I delve into anything serious, then it like takes my entire attention for months. You know, so I can't stop thinking about that stuff. And then I want to watch more and I want to, yeah. So no, I'd rather be blissfully ignorant about everything.
About movies?
About anything.
Okay. All right. I guess. So does that mean
that movie will spark interest in something else? And then I'll start looking into that. And then I won't work. And,
How about you fucking have some fucking spine and like, you know, make yourself do shit that you're supposed to do and have some fun.
Wait, I'm supposed to watch movies?
No, that have some fun. Like as work, you know.
I have fun.
Have some, what was the word I'm looking for? I'm a little stoned, Steve, so I was looking for something else.
I am not stoned.
You never are.
Nope.
That's right. You fucking missed a straight and narrow. You'd have the little straight X on your fucking hand.
Straight edge over here.
Yeah, you are fucking straight edge.
I was the original straight
edge. Dude, you don't even drink. Or you barely drink.
You know, if somebody's having a beer and they offer me one, I might have it.
Right.
But I generally don't. Getting drunk is not something that appeals to me.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Really? Didn't like it. I'm not a big drinker. Every once in a while, I like to tie a good one on. And I enjoy it. But it is not something that I do regularly at all. Now, weed, different story. But
I'm like the most conservative guy that you'll ever meet, except I don't go to church. So other than that, so.
I'm not a big church person.
I used to be.
Or organized religion or anything of that nature. So
thinking about becoming a Scientologist, I'm going to watch that video first. I got my money.
I'm thinking Buddhist. Thinking I'm going to follow the path of Buddha. And because then I can just kind of like pack on some weight, hang out. That's what they do, right?
I don't know what they do. There's got to be a good religion out there somewhere that I could follow. There's one for Elvis.
There's a religion of Elvis? Well, you can worship like the spaghetti monster, dude.
But that's fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you wear like a colander on your head?
Yeah. And obviously fake.
Yeah, that's a fake one. I need to find a new following. What do you think I should go with?
Flat Earth. Become a flat earther.
Flat Earth isn't like a... But flat Earth isn't a...
Might as well be a religion.
No, it's not a religion. I need a new religion, Steve.
All right.
What am I going to worship? The Heaven's Gate. Wait for the next comet?
Yeah, wait for the next comet.
Start the next Heaven's Gate cult?
Or, you know...
I'm not castrating anyone, let alone myself.
What did David Koresh call his
And I will encourage that? Sex.
Yeah. It's the same religion, except all this stuff is backwards. And
everything is wrong. Listen, we're the Heaven's Gate cult, but we fuck. we don't cut our hair.
We don't kill ourselves.
Dress however the fuck you want. We're just waiting for a comment.
Please don't wear Nikes.
Yeah, no Nikes.
Too much remembrance of the past. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody says Kool Aid, I'll fucking kick you the fuck out.
I think I might just start following David Koresh.
You gonna start fucking underage girls, Steve?
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't want to do that. The Branch Davidians. That's right.
Yeah.
They divided from the branch.
They fucking divided from the branch, all right.
I think they started out as Seventh-day Adventists.
They tugged on fucking David fucking Koresh's branch. That's what they did. Tug on the fucking branch. Get the sap. Yeah. Fuck Dean Cooper. Flat Earthers have a brain worm. That's my theory. That's not a bad theory. Fuck Dean Cooper.
I'm pretty sure that 99.9% of Flat Earthers don't even believe what they're saying themselves.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident in that. However, there are a few, you know, that really do believe.
Did we do the story about how they're going to the Antarctic to try to find the...
I hope they do.
The ice wall. I hope they find Jon Snow and a fucking dragon kills him.
Well, the thing is, you know, if they believe the flat earth theory, I'm pretty sure they're not really well educated about the problems they're going to face in Antarctica. So please go. There's a nice swimming pool up there. Take your shorts.
Yeah. Go ahead. You fucks.
Nobody's stopping
you. Flat Earth documentary, dude. I'm telling you what. It is a hoot to fucking watch. Like, forget about the fact that these people believe this shit, whatever. You know, the fact that they irritate the fuck out of you. It's a fucking hoot. I had such a fucking good time watching it. Those people. Holy. They won't let go.
Mm-mm.
They'll prove themselves wrong and then go, yeah, we got to do it again.
My calculations were a tiny bit.
Yeah, the calculations were a little off, so yeah. Fuck Dean Cooper. My wife just asked if you guys said, did they say fuck Dean Cooper yet? And you guys said it again. I will continue to say it.
The only person not fucking Dean Cooper's probably his wife. I'm sorry, Dean. I'm just...
Hey, you speak truth to power.
I didn't mean that, Dean. Forgive me, please.
Forgive me, Father. Oh, that was great.
Hey, I come up with a good one once in a while.
Yeah, no, I can give them to you when you get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely give them to you.
No matter what we do, though, we can't get Dean to stop listening to the show. That's the funny part.
Right. So, yeah, hopefully if it gets here, I don't know how well it'll work out, but I do have a hunter killer the Blair Witch Hunt-A-Killer box coming. You have no fucking clue what that
is. I know what Blair Witch is, and I think I even watched it.
Hunt-A-Killer is a it's a tabletop role-playing game that you get sent every month.
You talked about this before.
And you investigate a mystery or whatever. Most times it's like a murder. They have all kinds of different boxes. And I decided to get the Blair Witch box. And I used the code from fucking the That Chapter guy, Katie. Because he's always pimping that shit. And it only cost me, like, with tax and everything, it was like $30 for the first box. I mean, if you get it without the codes, it's like well over 30 for
the month. How many months does that box last?
Okay, so if I want to keep it going, I have to pay for the next one next month.
Right.
Now, the cool thing that I found out about it is by reading on the website is like, so if we get through with that first box and we want to get the next box faster, if we don't want to wait until the next month, we can just go to the website and have them send it to us.
Sounds like a pretty good scam here. Make you pay every month just to keep the game going.
Yes.
Yes. But they're only 6 month sets.
Oh, okay. So that's six boxes.
Yeah. Right. So you have to pay for six boxes if you want to complete it.
And you're going to want to complete it.
I'll definitely go through the whole thing. I told it's for my son and I and my girlfriend. And I don't know if her daughter will jump in on it, but, you know, we're all in on it. So we're just going to, you know, go through the whole thing and see how it works out. You know, if we really like it if we don't like it after we do the first box, we'll dump it. You know, it's that simple. We don't have to get the next one.
They do look super fun, though. I've watched a few people do like unboxing on them, and the little baggies of evidence and stuff that they send you and pictures. Like, it's all like stuff you can put in your hand and really like sort through it. And looks like it makes it really fun.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I hope it does come for Christmas. But with the way things are going with shipping and everything right now, I just don't know that I'm going to get it for Christmas. But I got a few other things that I can do because I do have my son this year, and it's the last year that I have him before he goes off to college, because next year he'll be going to college. And after he's an adult, you know, it's up to him. And that's what I told him. I was like, you know, once you're an adult, it's up to you. If you want to come visit me, you know, you don't have like set times to come visit me anymore. So to me, this is important. Like this last Christmas that I have with him, and you know, we're going to do a lot of fun shit. So that was one of the things that I wanted to do with him on that day. So if that doesn't come, I've got some other contingency plans for it. So that in case that we don't have that, but I'm really hopeful that we get it, because it looks super, super fun. And like Katie was saying, there's all kinds of stuff you get to open up and like check out, and we can all sit down and like really delve into it. It'll be fun. But Steve, you're just completely oblivious to the whole thing.
No, I mean, it sounds fun. I'm not a game player, but
I think your wife would be really into it.
She is a game player. She doesn't.
Well, no, I think she'd be into it because she's into true crime stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think it'd be something like it would be right up her alley.
Spending the money every month is not up her alley, but
well, it's never up anybody's alley. But like the way I look at it with this, okay, so if I took everybody out to the movies, it'll cost me more than $40.
Sure, it is perspective, I guess.
And this is something that we can sit down probably for multiple nights and play. And it only costs us an amount of money, and we also get to interact. So it's like, you know, and we play like Cards Against Humanity and shit like that. So
I spend $80 a month just for the privilege to talk to you.
The for my privilege internet. To talk to me? Oh, well, you do that because you need it for other things, Steve. Well,
yes, but
yeah, yeah. But anyway, on
it's
that.
Like a prison sentence, really.
On that note, this has been the 40 and Slip, episode 167. Krampus Returns. If you like this shit, hit that little thumbs up button. Later on this evening, show will be up, available to be downloaded as a podcast at anchor.fm/the40andslip or wherever podcasts may be found. For those of you who listen to us on as a podcast, if you haven't come over and liked the or followed, I guess, now, because fucking Facebook changed everything around. So now you can't see who's liked your page. It's followers. And my number never goes up now. It's been at 55K for well over a week, and I know I've gone over that. So whatever. Fuck Facebook. But yeah, if you want to come over and give our page a like, it's facebook.com/the40andslip. And that's where I put out the live video, Sunday nights at 6 PM Eastern Standard Time. As always, go over and check out our good friend Dreadfun at dreadfun.com and youtube.com/dreadfun, and our good friends over at High Society Radio. That's at gasdigitalnetwork.com and wherever podcasts may be found. We will be back next week. What are we doing next week? Oh yeah.
I might have to skip next week.
We're going to do Lycanthropy and Werewolves next week.
I might have to skip next week.
That's okay. Why? I need to understand why.
Because I'm not going to be on vacation.
My ass cheek. What's that, Steve?
Because I'm staying home for Christmas and not going anywhere for vacation.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not traveling for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. So I will I'll plan accordingly, Steve. Yes. How's that? All right. So until next Sunday, see ya.